Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Today's an easy one to get up for. A lot of buzz, a lot of excitement. Good morning, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, rocking a Lions hoodie today.
Heck yes, I am.
I know. We're all trying to find Lions gears.
We got Gov and Greg behind the glass. John, you were down there. I was down there.
Oh, we got
to see how Detroit shows out for the NFL draft.
What time did you get down there?
About 4:30.
Okay. Yeah, about the same time. I ended up getting there maybe a little bit later, 5:30. And to watch the city continue to fill up. And I felt like they had knocked it out of the park because they did a great job of notifying everybody, hey, there's not a lot of parking, so take different ways, different means of getting down there. And the traffic wasn't horrific. The, you know, people walking, people being dropped off, and then people getting in. The only thing was that they just ran out of space. Like, downtown ran out of space. It was crazy.
That's incredible to me. So my husband went down, had to go down after work, right? And on his way down, he's like, I don't think we're getting in. I'm like, getting into what? Like, what? You cannot get into, you can't actually get in?
You can't get into the
gates.
That's
when I jumped online. And I was like, holy cow. There are so many people downtown.
The pictures, the energy. The only thing I could compare it to, and I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like that, and I will go old guy on this, because at the millennium, when it went from 99 to 2000, I was downtown D.C. on the mall, and from the Washington Monument to the Lincoln Memorial, it was packed with people. And, you know, there was concerts going on, but you were shoulder to shoulder, couldn't move around. And after I had a vent that was right outside of one of the entrances, I was able to get in and get to the edge of the crowd. And it was, not only was it packed shoulder to shoulder people, and we want to hear from everybody that was down there, it was a sea of blue. It was an absolute sea of blue. It was beautiful.
The photos are incredible. And you're right. Open lines. We're going to talk Tyrion Arnold, the trade up, the decision, Brad Holmes, the conviction. But the story, maybe bigger than the player they took, was the crowd. 275,000 people for night one. That's just in the footprint. That doesn't count bars and restaurants and us hanging out at B-dubs. Just for context, Kansas City last year, big football city, Super Bowl champs. They love their football. They had 312 over 3 days. Detroit nearly did it in one night, the most attended night one in the history of the NFL draft. You think we love football? I think we just sent a message to everybody. And in terms of pulling off the event, John, my about 17-minute drive home took me 18 minutes. I had no issues getting in and out of downtown Detroit. For that level of congestion, for that level of buzz, people were just happy, in a good mood. People weren't being idiots. It was just a joyous, fun, well-executed spectacle for the city of Detroit. So I can't say enough nice things this morning. There's in the back of your head, oh, are we going to screw this up? Can we handle it? Detroit more than handled it. They sent a message. You want someone to host big events? We're not a mid-tier city that you throw in when you get bored of doing L.A. and Chicago. And yeah, we can't do New York a fifth time, throw Detroit a bone. This is a city that is more than you throw a bone. This is a city that deserves this.
And we talked yesterday about, you know, is this the only time in our lifetime that we might see the draft hosted here? Is it going to bounce around to 31, 32 cities?
They'll be back.
Oh, it's going to be back, and it's going to be back soon. I'm talking within the next 10 to 15 years. It will be back in Detroit because they absolutely crushed it. Inside the fences, outside the fences, people were around. There was a heavy presence around of security, so people felt safe. And with everything going on in the world right now, everybody down there, there wasn't anybody that I felt was, you know, they'd come up to us and look worried or walking around. Like, everybody was happy. I'm so proud of Detroit. I am so proud of the job that they did of putting on this event. Now, there's two more days to go, and I can't wait to see not only what the Lions do, but what the city does.
I don't think people were ready to be in Times Square, essentially, to be crammed in, sardined in, shoulder to shoulder. Bet you had to have a diaper. I mean, we had Ross on this week, and he talked about that.
He texted me last night.
You think people were wearing diapers?
Oh, they...
Yeah.
That or they were peeing down their leg.
How do you get out of that?
I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea. Never thought of it.
There were plenty of porta potties around. Like there was an army of them. But
you're gonna venture.
You're gonna
to the perimeter.
You're not gonna leave.
That's prime real estate.
Yeah. Oh. So he texted me when it was shutting down, and it was reported that nobody else was gonna be allowed in. He texted me the aerial photography that was going on. And he said, I hope you wore your diaper. literally was crazy.
I would love this morning, and again, we've got 4 hours. If you were in that, we need to hear from you this morning.
Yeah.
And we'll do check-ins. We'll put the bat signal out throughout the show. John, the player, as we're watching that draft, and we did live coverage last night at Buffalo Wild Wings, and we had line changes. So John was in that first hour. I was in that second hour, and we're all kind of mixing in and matching with people. But when I took over, we were about 7 picks in, and I noticed the Atlanta pick is where we're supposed to see a defensive player, and we didn't. And we'll talk Penix later, but then you go offense at 9, 10, 11. Guys, offense 13. They can't keep doing this. 14. We've never seen 14 straight offensive players. 23 offensive players in total, and the light bulb goes on. Defense is going to move down the board. Brad Holmes is going to have a chance to trade up. When's he going to do it? He said last night, once it got into the teens, he started calling. But he had to thread the needle because you don't want to give up too much, but you want to make sure you still get your guy. They got the player they called the number one corner in this draft. They gave up a third-round pick. Draft chart says an overpay. John, not an overpay to you?
No, because you got what you wanted. You got one of one of the 15 that Dan was talking about. And there's some starters after that, and there's some of those guys that went before, but that was a high level. We got a high level player, a high level prospect. I'll say he played in a high level last year at Alabama. Now it's about Aaron Glenn, coaching staff, getting him comfortable, developing him. And don't be surprised to see, like, you know, early on, we wanted more of Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, that was the whole conversation. Well, more Jahmyr Gibbs. We keep hearing about him. Well, they brought him along, and by the end of the year, he was very impactful. Brian Branch, there were times in the Kansas City game, monster play, and then there were still some games where he didn't play very much. So I caution Lions fans, he may come in and be CB1 right from the get-go and never looks back. But there also is that, got to make that transition from the college game to the NFL. There's some intricate things. There's some big things. But how quickly can he make that transition? And if you listen to, you know, Nick Saban, if you listen to, you know, everybody that was talking last night, heck, us, I that's the guy that I wanted. And I'm so excited that they went up to get him. They just didn't have to spend as much. They didn't have to spend their second to go up to 15. They only had to go up 4 spots.
Now, in your private conversations...
5 spots.
5 spots. Now, in your private conversations with line personnel, did they tell you 24 was the pick they were going to trade up and get Arnold, or was that... Because you nailed it, buddy. You nailed it.
I am so excited. I'm obviously would like to strut around and say, yeah, I knew that. But it's... I'm just excited for Lions fans, because then when you hear him as well, and we'll play his audio, you got a kid that's a total package. He's absolutely the total package. Does well with the microphone, does well speaking to the fans. We know what we think we have in terms of a player. This is an opportunity for the Lions to have a legitimate stud at corner.
This is a player that they thought wouldn't be there. Flat out. They didn't. And you can say the draft chart suggests you overpaid. Fine. You live with it if you think you're getting one of the 10 to 12 best players in this draft. Again, they probably didn't grade out these quarterbacks knowing that they weren't going to take one. One of their 10 to 12 best players in the draft, a guy that they didn't even think would sniff 29, that wouldn't even be striking range at 24. They're like, yeah, let's go get our guy. Brad Holmes, a man of conviction, right? He spoke about that and being convicted in the decision you're going to make. There's no greater conviction than I'm willing to burn and light a draft pick on fire to move up five spots to get a guy who shouldn't be here. Everybody else is an idiot. I can't wait to get my guy again. And if you want his credentials, we know Brad Holmes is a great drafter, but I want to talk corner specifically. There was a quote in late February where he said, I don't want to call myself a snob of corners, but I have an appreciation for the position. I was a cornerback cross-check for over a decade with the Rams. I love corner play. I just love it. So this is a guy who was checking everybody else's work for 10 years on the intricacies of the position, and he says, I'm one of the best GMs in the sport. I know this position better than most people do. I'm willing to light the third-round pick on fire. If there's anybody you're just going to say, I trust you, it's this guy.
Well, so it kind of goes hand-in-hand because we've seen him have great success at drafting wide receivers, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and the receivers that they drafted with the Rams while he was a part of the organization, Cooper Kupp.
Yep.
All right, so in turn, if you're evaluating receivers, you're evaluating how they affect cornerbacks, what they can get quarterbacks to do, how cornerbacks can't defend certain receivers. You then in turn become an expert on cornerback play. And if you're then asked to cross-check everybody else's work, it's an even deeper dive into what is it that makes cornerbacks successful? And now he's had a chance to evaluate one and take a high level corner.
Ticket text pouring in, phone calls, open lines all show. This is going to be a loose show. We're going to talk about Arnold. We're going to talk about the city. We'll touch on the division. Some ticket texters want to talk division. The wow moment, Michael Penix. We're going to hit all the big storylines, and you guys are encouraged. Jump in, talk about the draft with us. It's 97.1. Guys, we talk about great picks. Moran Chevrolet, MoranExpress.com, big sponsors of last night's draft festivities. The best pick for the best dealership in town. Talking about Moran Chevrolet, where you can get the 2024 Blazer, the A-lister of SUVs, for $286 a month. That's a 24-month lease, just $999 down. Moran has shipments arriving daily. They're going to have the vehicle you're looking for. It's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price. Period. Search inventory, make that pick at MoranExpress.com or in-store, Gratiot, north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Terry and Arnold with a backdrop of the city of Detroit late last night on stage. Lions trade up five spots, give up a third, got their guy. Got a star in his words.
Yeah. And I don't know how they estimate how many people are there. That's, to me, seems like an inexact science. But to look out, and if there's 275,000 people there, I know not all of them. Obviously, we saw San Francisco fans. We saw Green Bay fans. We saw fans of every team. But the vast majority were Lions fans. How many Lions fans were downtown last night? It was ridiculous. So as a draft pick, one that is actually present, one that was invited, they thought would probably go in the top 15, and he looks out and says, I'm home, and sees the fan base. How energized is he that's the fan base that he's going to be playing in front of?
Ticket text coming in. Move over, Hockey Town. It's Football Town USA. Love the pick, Corey in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
He's up early. Ticket texter says, guys, I know the draft chart says it's an overpay, but guys, this is a player worth trading up for.
No question. No question. And you knew you were going to have to trade up for him. If you sat at 29, the remoteness of him being available, it felt like it was remote that he was going to be available at 24, but they knew they were going to have to jump Green Bay. Green Bay was in the corner market as well.
Can you imagine a district Detroit that's developed and utilized appropriately after that turnout last night? The city is capable of even more, yep, says Matt on the ticket text. Texter brings up the division. Are we not going to talk about how much better Chicago and Minnesota are going to be? Winning the North will not be a given, is an unnamed ticket texter this morning.
Hey, everything changes year to year, and other teams have the right to try and get better as well. And with the fact that Minnesota now has a quarterback, J.J., Dallas Turner, who when they lose players, they address it and go add. And Dallas Turner, was he on a lot of people's boards? I know Leato Latu went higher, but Dallas Turner on a lot of people's boards, he was the prize edge rusher. So now he's in division. And Chicago, the one that scares me the most is Romo Dunze. So much more than Caleb Williams or anybody else. Obviously, Caleb will be the one throwing him the ball, but this is a dude. He was the one that worried me the most last year playing against Michigan because they had three receivers, and we talked about Polk and some of the other players that they had in their receiving core, but Odunze was the one that I thought this guy can single-handedly win in college, could have single-handedly affected that game more than anybody else.
Odunze in the division, Turner kind of replacing Danielle Hunter. Like, of course these other teams are going to get better too. That's the whole bit of the offseason, right? Is everybody else gets free agency, everybody else gets draft picks. If you're Chicago and you're bad, you have one in the top 10. If you have Carolina's pick, you get two in the top 10. Yep. Of course they're coming, but the idea now is you have a confidence in what the Detroit Lions are doing. And they will have one fewer pick because they traded up. But aren't the Lions in a position where they already have depth? They're in a position where they need quality over quantity, that if you're going to light a pick on fire, you don't do it willy-nilly. You do it because you're getting a guy who shouldn't be there in the first place. It's entirely defensible. I don't think there's anybody really pushing back across the city today. People are in a good mood, and they should be.
Yeah, absolutely, they should be. This is, yeah, okay, we could talk about what Chicago did in Minnesota and figure out what Green Bay's doing, but you should be happy and celebrate the moment of your team because you are king of the North right now and you got the player that you wanted.
So I watched the Saban version of the NFL draft broadcast last night, and I found it fascinating as Turner was falling. He was probably the guy that was falling more than anybody. Projected top 10. Everybody thought Atlanta would take him. Saban, you know, he propped up his player, but he never really was like, I can't believe this guy's still here. I can't believe this guy's still here. I'm sitting here as a Lions fan this morning. I'm happy they took Turner instead of Verse. I thought the Vikings were going to get Verse.
Yeah. Verse, to me, with his motor.
Yes.
That's the thing that concerns you. You can, as an offensive lineman, the guys that you played against Simeon Rice, great pass rusher, and presented his own challenges, but I knew on third and long, that's when I had to be ready for him.
Context-wise, with what Saban was doing, though, he didn't like go gushing over Arnold for the Lions. But I thought he was more, he just talked more positive and was willing to kind of go out on a limb a little bit more about Arnold than he did about Turner. I found that very interesting.
Yeah, and getting back to, you know, Dallas Turner, and versus verse, when you're playing against a guy that's an all-day sucker, that you bring your lunch pail.
Sorry, what now?
An all-day sucker. That is, it exhausts you mentally and physically when you have to play against a guy that is that tenacious. That's why, that's the challenge of playing against Aiden Hutchinson is, you don't, it's not that third and long where he's going to put this amazing move on you, but it is every single down. He's just a huge pain in the ass.
Ticket Texter says, thoughts and prayers to Kirk Cousins. Atlanta ran a bus over him last night. Trust us. We know. We saw. It's part of the show today.
Yeah.
More thoughts on the Lions. 248-539-9797. Stop saying this was an overpay. The chart says it's only 20 points. No, the chart says it's about 120 points of an overpay. But I am also not using this as
for the
a
quality
critique.
For me, it's not. This is, okay, the history, the bad history, the things that go wrong, it's now all dead. And this proves it because the player that they wanted, who thought you were going to have to trade up to 15 or 16 to get, you didn't have to do it. You didn't have to give up a second. You only had to give up a third.
Let's get to Heather with the news. Heather, what's up?
Well, I know you mentioned it this morning, but I'm going to talk about it again. Detroit turned up, you guys. This is incredible. With 275,000 plus in attendance on day one of the NFL draft, we set an all-time record. The turnout may have been bigger than anyone really expected.
Oh,
I know
amazing.
For me it was, not that I was even down there, but the fact that I got that text from my husband that was like, I don't think we're going to get in. I'm like, what are you talking about? Get in where? Like, I thought maybe he was talking about a restaurant or like the parking garage, or I'm like, get in. What are you talking about? Like, you literally couldn't get into the actual draft experience
an
right
hour
there.
Hour before it even started.
It blew my mind because in all of the articles I had read in the prep for this, I never saw that there was, obviously I knew there was going to be a limit, but you just didn't think about there was actually going to be a limit on how many people could be down there that we were going to hit that. Pretty darn incredible. The streets downtown were just packed with football fans. There was that sea of Honolulu blue. It was pretty incredible. In the middle of draft night, Roger Goodell stated that Detroit set that all-time attendance record for the first day of the draft. It's great. I can't wait to see how many people turn up.
It's going to be so much fun. Go early. Go early. That's the key. If you want to get in there, go early.
I see that now for sure. The owner of the Clinton Township building that exploded back in March has been charged with involuntary manslaughter. This 31-year-old man from Commerce Township owned the building where Select Distributors and the Goose Smoke Shop operated. This was on 15 Mile Road. You probably remember the story. It exploded on March 4th due to thousands of cans of nitrous oxide and butane that was being stored in the building. The explosion caused these all sorts of debris, but canisters to go flying through the air, one of which struck a 19-year-old man in the head, killing him. That man, the victim, was a half a mile away from the explosion site.
It's amazing that there weren't more injuries, more severe injuries,
right.
with, you know, those being launched so far away.
When you saw the aftermath photos, I agree with that. How it's wild that nobody else was injured. The Macomb County prosecutor plans to have a press conference today on the charges. He faces up to 15 years in prison if he is convicted. At least one person is facing charges after a couple ran from police during a traffic stop in Detroit and then were spotted running into an abandoned home with three children. So along with the three children who ran into the home, police also spotted one of the adults pulling an infant in a car seat out of the vehicle as well. A police helicopter was used. They had to use this thermal imagery to try to track this family, if it was a family or everyone in the vehicles. Pretty crazy. They did eventually track everyone down. The driver so far is facing charges. No word yet on if the other adult is going to face charges as well. But just a wild story. And no word on why they were pulling this car over in the first place and why they ran. This is cool. Cedar Point, the new top thrill roller coaster, opens to the public next month. And if you're going to go down and you're going to jump in line, you should be aware of some of their strict new guidelines they have for this ride. So to start, all riders must be 52 inches tall and be able to have the seat restraint completely lower. It has to be able to touch your thighs. Yeah. Obviously, they do have the little seat you can try out before you get in line. And then if you're able to fit in the seat properly, there are several other rules you have to follow. So no flip-flops or sandals can be worn by any of the riders. Potential riders are not allowed to enter the line barefoot, and you cannot leave your flip-flops or sandals near the entrance either. I know on some rides there, I haven't been in years, but you could, they've got like a little cubby almost. You can put your shoes and leave them and then grab them when you get off the ride. Not for this one. If you wear glasses, you have to have a strap going around the back of your head so your glasses cannot fly off. You can't hold them in your hand.
So basically make sure your head is well attached.
Yes. Any loose items are banned. That means things like cell phones, keys, lighters, lipstick, chapsticks, whatever you have, you cannot have in your pocket.
Wow.
You have to leave them with somebody else, or you can buy like a little lock space.
Makes sense. You don't want stuff flying around.
I get it, but most of the other rides, you can still do those things, right? You can have
something in your pocket.
Or you could hold on to it so that it doesn't go flying away. So it's a little bit more extreme than some of those other rides. So,
awesome.
Be prepared.
Heather with the news. What do you think we're talking about? The draft last night. Tarrion Arnold. The pick, the trade up, the way the board fell, and yes, the event itself. If you were there, we need to hear from you. We'll keep talking about it. It's 97.1. We were all thinking it. More and more offensive players. Is Brad getting a little itchy? Is he going to make a move? Is he going to trade up? And he did, and he got his guy, Tarrion Arnold, cornerback out of Alabama. And John, this guy checked every box, right? Sticky is a word Brad used last night. Man coverage. He can play on the best receivers. He did it at Alabama with coaching from Nick Saban. Really had a big time improvement from his first year playing college football to his second, where he was an All-American. So the production's there. The competition is there. The attitude is there. Everything they want. It's a need on this team. It was the best player available. They went up to get it and showed conviction. Like, check, 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 check. Everything you could have wanted. It fell perfectly for the Lions.
And not only that, but when you look at the progression of him in college, it wasn't, hey, freshman All-American and just comes in lighting things on fire. It was that steady improvement. So you know, just from looking at it behind the scenes, he's willing to put in the work to master his craft and to continue to improve. Going into the season, who was the number one corner on Alabama?
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid's still on the board. Tarrion Arnold's not, because of the constant improvement, the patience, the determination, the drive to continue to improve. That doesn't just stop. That drive is still going to be there, especially when he turns around and sees a Honolulu Blue. I want to be good, because I want to have everyone that's out there continuing to cheer.
Day two starts tonight, 7:02. We're going to get into some of the names that are still available. But let's bask in last night. If you were there, if you were downtown, front of the line, we want to hear from you today. 275,000. Come on, guys. If you were in that mass of humanity, we want to know what it was like. John, we got a taste of it. I know you walked into the event. We were set up at B-Dubs a block away from the event. The energy in the city was palpable.
It was. And here's the other thing. Everyone was well-behaved. And okay, we're going to hear stories about
someone drunk,
doing something stupid. But that's going to happen. But here's where I meant they were well-behaved. Where I was, it was an event with the Laborers Union. I got done at about 8 o'clock, and the everything had been done and closed down already. And I walked by one of the entrances, and I thought, boy, there's going to be some people that are really upset that they're not in. And there may have been some of that, but there was no shouting and screaming, what do you mean I can't get in? And they just moved on to find a different place to enjoy the night.
There were some fence hoppers, though. Did you guys hear about that?
Once
they shut it down to the public. I got concerned for about 30 seconds last night. I saw this headline, police have to repel fans. And I'm like, wait, repel? I'm like, oh, no, what's going on? Yeah. And it was literally, people were trying to get into the exit. You know, and police had to get that under control a little bit.
Which they did. Great job.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything bad. I mean, even ticket texts are kind of just like very tiny complaints in general.
Well, I'll read you this one. This is Alan McComb. He says, guys, I was born and raised in Detroit. I was born the year they last won a championship. I was proud of the city and everyone involved in making the first night a success. John, you used that word, proud. Proud of this city. Yeah. I thought, you know, there were questions about can we handle this crowd without our transit? I had no issue getting in and out. And in terms of the event itself, people showed up. They showed out. They made Detroit a spectacle in a good way. They said, hey, this is an elite football city. We care. We've been passionate through a lot of losing, and now we get to show off. We're winning in the drafts in our backyard.
Yeah.
We're going to put on a show. We're going to put on a party. Yeah, everybody should be in a good mood about how Detroit handled it. And then the pick played out perfectly. John, once Atlanta went quarterback.
That's... We wondered who was going to be the one that made that bonehead pick or started pushing more good players back into the back end of the first round.
Floodgates open. They go, wait, they're taking, first of all, it's a quarterback. What? But it's an offensive player. That's one more defensive player. A defensive player wasn't taken until pick 15. You start to get a little itchy. And Brad Holmes felt the same way and did something about it. That's a general manager doing something about it. I love this ticket texter. He says, one of the problems the Lions have had over the years is they've waited for players to come to them and the guy wouldn't be there. No problem getting the guy you love. They don't need seven players on this roster. Go get the top players. Quality over quantity. Adam and Troy, good morning. You're on 97.1.
How's it going, guys?
Good morning.
Good morning. By the way, I was there. It was awesome. Detroit really did show out. And I really just had a question for you. Do you guys have any idea what Atlanta was thinking?
I've thought a lot about it. The only thing I can think of, Adam, is that they're trying to go the Green Bay route where you have Brett Favre and you take Aaron Rodgers, but you take them in the bottom half of the first round.
You don't have Brett Favre, though. I hate to interrupt you. Have Brett Favre.
I agree. I totally agree. Or you have Aaron Rodgers and you take Jordan Love. You don't have Brett Favre. You have a quarterback that you just signed and you guaranteed him $100 million.
And $100 million is effectively 2+ years of guaranteed money. To draft a player 8th overall who you may not play for 2 full seasons.
Yeah.
Maybe 3. What if Cousins continues to play at least a B to B plus level? You're going to throw him out the door for a guy who hasn't made a start yet in Penix? And I talked about this. I really liked Michael Penix. What the hell is that for him?
That's the only thing I can think of is that they want to give Michael Penix. Now, ideally, take out the contract. Take out the fact that he just signed there. Kirk Cousins has never even played a snap in Atlanta. But I love the fact that a quarterback is going to have a chance to season. There's two guys in this draft as quarterbacks that were taken that I think have fallen into the most ideal situations. One of them is Michael Penix. You're not going to see Michael Penix for 2 years. And they just spent a top 10 pick on a guy that's not going to see the field for 2 years. I had no idea Atlanta was in a place to have such a luxury.
You know, no kidding.
And so he's in a good position individually. And then JJ, simply with, you know, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson, a run game, a defense, and an offense, a nice, young, high-quality, offensive-minded head coach in Kevin O'Connell.
It's a good fit. And I would argue for Caleb Williams, he jumped onto a 7-win team. It's not like he's on some awful team either.
Right, yeah, but the jury's just still out on the fit of and the competence of Chicago to actually pull off a rebuild.
Fair. Their list of franchise quarterbacks is 0.
Right.
Okay, a couple ticket texters have brought this up, and then we'll get back to the phones. Did Costa get into the catnip last night? Guy couldn't sit still, all hyper on the stage. And another one says, why was he so hyper? What were you on, Jim?
All right,
you were genuine.
I was watching the stream here and there throughout the draft, and I noticed you moving around a lot because I see you every day in the studio, and you don't do that. Yeah, you were definitely something was going on last night. I don't know if you were just so fired up you couldn't sit still.
Adrenaline's a hell of a drug.
Was it being around Rieger again? I don't know. I
mean, God.
So it's funny that you say that because I'm. This is going to come across as I don't want it to be not flattering to you. But
hold on, we have a drop for that.
Yeah.
Greg, if we can get the drop board up.
The chairs were big. And I'm wondering if you needed a booster seat. Because you kind of felt like you were swimming in that. The chairs were big. And, okay, Doug's tall-ish. And Gator's a big dude.
Jim's tall, though.
I had someone come up to me and go, you're taller than I thought. And I go, yeah, because in the photos, I'm standing next to a Sasquatch.
I'm just throwing out as
a possibility of why you may have been squirming. You may have just been trying to sit up.
I didn't even realize I was doing it, which I guess is kind of how that
works.
One
of the things I didn't know about you that I'm knowing about you is I actually just think you were so excited to be there, and you're a fan. This guy's a fan, man. He loves to be there. Yeah. The energy. I think you were just ramped up or either, you know, maybe you have some sort of problem like our old host did.
Oh, no. The comparisons. I just found that to be a really electric environment, and we're all anticipating the next pick. And the way that that works up there on the stage, we got four people. We all got to share the airspace. And I'm trying to make sure everybody's involved. So there's a little added.
And you're looking left and right because you're not looking directly at anyone.
I got
anyone.
A read we got to get to as Rico jumped in. I know Stoney's got a million things to say. So there's a lot of energy up there on the stage.
And the energy built 2 years ago. We were excited. And then we started to hear plans. And then they released some drawings. And then all of a sudden they start building things. And the Lions are good. And they're picking late. And we're trying to figure out what they're doing. And then you get downtown there in the night and you see all of the people that have shown up for it. The energy, I don't think I've ever been downtown. Now, I wasn't there for some of the Wings Stanley Cup runs. I wasn't there at Tiger Stadium for some of those moments or Comerica. But the mass of people and the energy downtown last night to me was unparalleled.
Well, think about it. The city's just built differently than when those things happened. It's more congested now with what you have with where Little Caesars is compared to Comerica. Again, we're not talking Tiger Stadium and then Ford Field. All of that together, then you throw in what they've done with Campus Martius going on to Hart Plaza and all the renovation in between. There is a more centralized hub to do this. Detroit maybe wasn't built to do this 10 years ago, 20 years ago. They're built for it now, and we're showing it off. Yeah. If you were there, we're going to hear from you. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
Hey, Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in Michigan for over 25 years. With a focus on using the highest quality ingredients, you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. With that focus on quality, they set out to create a beer that lets you have it all. With all-day IPA, here's what you're going to get. Refreshing and deliciously flavorful. Easy drinking and high quality. All Day IPA is an IPA that is naturally brewed with an array of malts, grains, and hops, creating a delicious, citrusy taste and a clean finish. It's the perfect beer for anyone looking to make the ordinary extraordinary and the good times great. Speaking of great times, All Day IPA, Mortal Bloom, their whole list of beers is perfect for anyone on game days. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find All Day IPA. All Day IPA, it's all in the taste. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's Nick Saban last night at the draft talking about the Lions pick, Terrion Arnold. Saban, a bit of a corner specialist, played this guy as a freshman, saw big improvement in his second year. Brad Holmes, who was cutting his teeth, cutting up corner film, also loves this guy. Athletically checks the boxes from a big program, man coverage, fit. Scheme, best player available, position of need. You wake up this morning, you feel very good about what the Lions did. The other storyline, and we don't care about trading up and giving up a third round pick to get a guy you really believe in. The other storyline is the city of Detroit. I want to get to the phones because Chris in Oxford, you were down there. You saw it firsthand.
Yes, I did. And warning, guys, I had no problem with the fact that we traded up for the pick. I think we got the guy we wanted, and I thought it was either defensive end or cornerback, so I'm happy with the pick. Number two, the city looked immaculate, and I volunteer for the Thanksgiving Day parade, and that what we did last night in a more condensed area, because the parade is 3.5 miles long up Woodward, was phenomenal. I was very, very impressed. In fact, I asked one of the volunteers there how many were in their group, and they said they had 10,000 applicants, and they filled 1,200 positions. So I'm actually going back down again today, just because I know what can happen where and where to go and what not to do and where to see everything. But it was a great time, and I thought the city did look fantastic, and I had no problem with our pick.
Did you get inside the fence last night?
Oh, yes. I got down there at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, and then wow. I got in,
here's the best part. Guess how much I paid for parking?
Nothing.
You got it.
So you got the inside scoop. You've done this before. You know what you're doing.
I don't know. You want to let everybody else know where you're parked?
No.
Now, Chris, you got there early. You found your prime real estate. Yeah. You made sure to be probably pretty close to the stage or near the front of that pack. What was it like?
I wanted to, but then I thought about the fact that if I did that and the mass exodus at the end would be a cluster. So I decided to stay in the middle of the pack.
Okay. Chris, the question...
So I couldn't really see the stage, but that's okay. I saw the screens on the side because at the end it was worth every minute of it.
So, Chris, the maybe more personal question that's come up since last night is, if you had to use the bathroom, how did that go?
For me, it was fine because I made sure I had plenty of time. And it was fine for me, at least personally. Okay. I had no issues. Could there have been more bathrooms? Probably, but I don't know where you would have put them because the place was packed.
Yeah. I mean, the only option you had was to hold it, right? Or
correct.
Yeah.
In fact, I did have one guy in front of me that was holding it bad, so I just kept talking to him. I said, hey, and he was a New England fan. I said, hey, you're going to get a quarterback today. Just think about that. You know, he had his Brady jersey on, but I didn't even see really any females work bitching about the bathroom. So it is what it is. When you're going to have 270,000 people in one condensed area, it's going to be like that.
Yeah,
but
you understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm hearing is you have a bladder of steel.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, so, I don't, and that would surprise me. But the good thing is I only had two beers all day. So I knew going down, I had to be careful because like you heard, I live in Oxford, so I had to drive an hour away back home, so I just made sure I wasn't stupid enough and took my time. Oh. And obviously, I'm already up and ready to rock and roll for today.
What time are you going down today?
Probably 1 hour later, because I got somebody that maybe want to go with me, so I'll give her a shot to come with me. If not, I'm out of here by 10 o'clock. I'll be there by 11.
All right. Yes.
That's incredible.
That's the standard.
You go down, you have a little lunch.
Uh-huh.
You feel it out. You feed off the energy.
I'm taking somebody with me.
Good for
you. And
him.
I'm going to give her an extra hour.
But hey, that's it. No more time than that.
This bus leaves at 10.
Snooze, you lose.
I love stories from people who were there last night. Because it felt like an opportunity for the city to, and we talked about Brad Holmes flexing a little bit with the free agents on the eve of the draft. It felt like the chance for the city to flex its football muscles. This has always been a deeply passionate sports city. And I feel like we get glossed over because it's not L.A., Chicago, New York. The big events go there. Detroit, we'll throw them a bone every once in a while, put them in the rotation. This is a place the draft needs to come back to. It hasn't even finished. We still got two more days of it. But this isn't one of those like, we gave Detroit a bone, maybe 20, 30 years, we'll... 10, 15 max, Detroit has made a claim. This is a city that doesn't like football. We're not kind of into the game.
Yeah.
We love it. We live it.
And throw on top of that today that the Tigers got a midday game downtown. I mean, it just adds to the energy, the excitement, everything that's going on. The city was buzzing.
You tell me if this was a party foul by Jeff Rieger. Okay.
Yes.
He does the daily. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. We don't even have to tell the story. But he does the daily ticket and he's pulling guys aside to do little, hey, what do you think's going to happen? We'll put this on the pod the next morning. What are the Lions going to do? And then he goes, look at this city. What's your reaction? And then he asked me, he goes, what would it have been like if there was a Red Wing playoff game here, too? And I go, I can't repeat what I said. Why would you even say that?
Yeah. Yeah, party foul. I mean, why we're bring in a that good up? Mood. Yeah, I mean, come on.
I don't know if he used that, but
I think I'm sure he did. I mean, that's him setting you up.
Right, exactly. That's what he does. It's like I heard him the night before, and he's like, some of the words he was using on golf, like, he's panicking already. It's just the guys, that's just what he does, okay?
Okay, no, accept it. We the source, it. Yeah. Understand.
You know, if there was a Red Wing playoff game last night, they would have lost 4-1 because if it was the Panthers or Rangers or who else is the Hurricanes, they're just crushing these lesser teams right now.
Yeah.
And that's enough hockey.
People waiting on hold. Your reaction to the pick, to the trade up, to Brad Holmes doing it again, threading the needle, right? Waiting till the right time to strike. We all wanted to trade up in the moment, but you got to find the moment where you don't pay too much and you still get your guy. Brad Holmes threads the needle. Reaction to the specter that was the draft in the city of Detroit. And John, I said we get into it day two. Bunch of good names still on the board. It's 97-1.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.